Hey there, listener. Welcome to the first official episode of Conversations with a Teenager. This episode tackles controversial conversations like the gun law and LGBTQ plus community. So if you don't want to hear about that, please listen to another podcast or another episode of mine. So yeah. Also worth noting that this episode has a lot of short and long pauses, so it may be a little awkward to listen to, and there will be audio issues at the first few seconds, but after that, it gets better. Yeah, just a little heads up. Today's guest is 14-year-old Rivera that I met on Reddit, and he agreed to guest on the show, so enjoy the episode.
Hi.
Hello, sorry, my computer wasn't working that well with Anchor.
No, it's okay. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. So we're going to start the conversation with a few icebreakers.
Okay.
So our first icebreaker is, why did you say yes to this podcast?
I really just have nothing better to do.
You're just chilling in your house?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quarantine and we're not doing anything, so why not guest on a podcast?
Yeah.
So how's your day been going?
Pretty good so far. Since quarantine, all that's really been happening is that you've just been inside your house, so...
Yeah, you just wake up, eat, and sleep again.
Yeah, everything just feels the same.
So, can you believe it's only... I feel like we've been in this year for at least, like, 2 years now.
It feels like it's been much longer. I just realized, like, half the school just been cut in half. I don't know what to say.
Well, that's fine. Well, our next icebreaker is, what's the weirdest dream you've ever had?
This is... It's just, the weirdest dream I ever had was, just a regular day. Normally dreams that once you wake up, you know it's a dream. You know, oh yes, nothing fantasy ever happens in real life. But the dream was just a regular day, and I actually thought it was a day. And it just really messed with me.
Oh, that's so cool. That must have been so weird.
It was really hard, knowing like, okay, I thought a lot of stuff happened that day, but none of it happened.
I feel like I've had a dream like that once, but I just don't remember. Well, do you believe in reincarnation?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, a lot of religions believe in it. Is like, if so many people say it, and they're like in different places of the world, is like it can't be a coincidence.
Well, if you do believe, what would you want to be reincarnated as?
owls. They're pretty cool.
So you can like travel without worrying.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, owls, okay.
They're just really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. What are your hobbies? What do you do? What do you usually do?
Well, when I wasn't in quarantine, I just kind of messed around with some of my friends. I used to play D&D a lot, but that's, I guess you can do it online, but it just doesn't really have the same effect.
So before the quarantine and before all the killer hornets and killer bees, did you have any plans for 2020?
Yeah, I did. And now it's just like, it's just all derailed.
Oh yeah, we were supposed to go to Greece for my birthday, but because of the quarantine, we couldn't. Yeah, well, what were some of your plans for the virus?
I'm going to new school this year, so I plan, I was like, okay, I'm just gonna tell my crush, hey, are you on a date? It never happened.
So you moved to a new school?
Yeah.
How's it been so far? Because I just moved to another school as well. It's been a really hard switch for me. Was it the same for you?
Not really. I'm not there yet. But officially I am there. I just haven't met anyone.
Yeah, it's just online classes and such.
Yeah.
How have you been coping with the pandemic? Have you had experiences of cabin fever where you just wanted to go out? Or any experience like that?
I've just been beating people at Monopoly.
So you play Monopoly?
Yeah. Hold on a minute.
Do you have like an artistic side? Do you write songs, play music?
Sorry, I'm back. I had to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just been destroying people at Monopoly.
That's it. So there have been an argument over the death penalty, saying if it's morally acceptable, and people have been saying that it is acceptable, the death penalty. What do you think? Do you think it should be implemented or no?
I like karma. I believe whatever you do should also happen to you. Like you steal some money, you lose a lot of your money.
Yeah.
You kill someone, you die. I don't believe it should be, oh, you stole a lot of money from a lot of people. You deserve to be severely punished.
So you do believe in, you believe that death penalty is quote unquote acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure you've heard of the Black Lives Matter movement. What are your thoughts on it?
I agree with them.
You support the cause?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mostly what I've been doing this quarantine. It's just like talking about it and signing petitions for those who have been racially attacked and hate crimes. Have you been signing some petitions too?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, so since we're in the topic of discrimination, Pride Month has just ended, and there have still been a lot of homophobics and lesbophobics. Are you an ally of the LGBT community?
Yeah, I'm bisexual.
Oh, you're bi. I'm gay.
Yeah.
So, what age, how young were you when you started to feel that you liked other people that have the same sex as you?
Like a year ago.
Oh, how old are you now?
14.
I've been having, like, since I was 10, I've liked boys that I haven't. Are you out to your parents or your family?
Some of them. Mexicans, some of them are, like, okay with it. Others just aren't, like, hardcore Catholics.
So your family doesn't know?
Some of them do, some of them don't.
Well, how has been their response? Has it been positive or neutral?
Those who I've told, I told them because I trust them, and it's been positive.
Yeah, me too, because when I first was sure that I was gay, I told my friends first, and they were very accepting, actually. Did you think that it was going to be positive?
Not 100%, but I was pretty sure.
Me too, because when I came out, I thought they weren't going to be positive about it, because my parents are religious, and, you know, I just thought they wouldn't be that accepting and like other people. So yeah, there. How did your Pride Month go? Did you have any digital celebration or anything?
Not really. I just kind of messed around.
So you didn't celebrate for Pride?
I did. I just kind of stayed inside and did nothing.
Yeah, well, if you don't have anybody to celebrate with next year, me and my online friends are here if you need anybody to celebrate with.
I would gladly.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell them. Okay, so what's your name? I don't think I've asked before.
I'll just go by my last name, Rivera, because it's a really common last name.
Yeah. So I have a question about your Reddit username.
I picked that, and I'm not happy about it.
where did Hale_Satan281 came from?
I used to be a... You may have guessed it, but I used to be kind of an emo or goth. I don't know. It was like, oh, I'm edgy. Hail Satan. I'm not proud of it.
Well, it's your past, and if you're over that now, then, and if you're not comfortable talking about it, it's fine. Okay.
My what? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
If you're not comfortable talking about it, it's fine.
Oh, no, I'm comfortable talking about it.
Okay, so I have a question here from our listener, I mean. Their question was, how do you think you will die?
What?
How do you think you will die?
By?
Die. D-I-E, like death.
My family has, like, a history with cancer, so probably that.
I feel like I'm going to get murdered soon, sooner or later. I don't know, I'm just very careless, so I wouldn't be surprised if I was murdered. If, this is another question from our listener, if you could be famous, would you choose to be famous?
Not really.
You don't like the spotlight?
No, because if I'm famous, people are like, oh, look at this guy. Look at how stupid he is.
Oh yeah, they'll talk about you, and then you're gonna see like articles about you.
I do,
and, like, negative responses.
I do a lot of stupid stuff on the internet.
Me too, honestly. I can't even talk about it because it's too embarrassing.
Like, if you scourge the internet, you have like a video of me making like the worst concoction of food ever.
Have you ever uploaded stupid videos on YouTube?
Oh yeah,
me too. I have so many, but it's still up there. I just don't share it.
There's just one video of me of me having like a bowl. I make a dish. It was a great dish. It's Cholula,
yeah,
Skittles, and Fritos. I actually vomited.
Wait, and that was on video, and that's on the internet now?
Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm not proud of it, but it happened.
Okay. Who is a celebrity that you admire, or who's your celebrity role model, or just role model in general?
I used to like Arnold Schwarzenegger a lot. He's not that good of an actor. Like, he's been in a lot of terrible movies, but like when I was a child, he was just like my role model.
Wasn't he the guy who like swimmed, or is that another person?
The guy who swims.
Oh, that was Michael Phelps. I'm sorry.
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger is the Terminator.
I've never seen The Terminator, actually. I should.
You haven't?
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Because most of the movies are now terrible.
Well, I'll consider myself lucky. So, are you a social butterfly? Do you have a lot of friends?
It kind of depends on the situation, because sometimes I consider myself, I do have a lot of friends, but
yeah,
I grow very distant from people a lot of the times.
So there have been a controversial rise on breastfeeding in public. Do you think mothers should be able to breastfeed in public?
I believe they should. Not like on like a train or anything, but like in a restroom maybe.
Yeah, but because there have been like a lot of negative responses that, why are you breastfeeding your baby? Your boob is out. Like, I mean, if it's natural, if their kid wants to drink milk, it should be allowed.
Like, maybe just like get some, like, some already like prepared.
For yourself first. Okay, so our...
What?
I'm sorry.
No, I... No, continue. Sorry.
That's okay, it's okay. Have you ever lost a friend?
No, I haven't. Though I do have... But I have lost family members before, but never a friend.
Have you ever had, like, a fake friend?
Oh, yeah. I've had some.
How did you know
they were fake? What?
How did you know they were fake?
Well, they were really only around when they needed help. And whenever I was in need of help, it was like, oh.
They're not there for
you. Next time, buddy. Or...
Yeah, like when you ask them for help, they're just not there to help.
Yeah, but when I am, but when they are in need of help, it's like, oh, hey.
You know, like always there with
them. We're great friends. Yeah.
So there have been a lot of popular teenagers on TikTok. And most of the videos are of them just dancing. Do you think it's okay for someone to get popular just by dancing?
I think it's okay. Like, people do that as like a profession, but TikTok, it's not good. It's not good in general.
Why do you say so?
Well, reportedly, have you heard about the person who reportedly reverse engineered TikTok?
No, I haven't actually. What happened?
Like, basically, the TLDR is, yeah, it tracks you.
Oh, wait, it tracks you? Okay, I'm deleting the app right after this.
Oh, wait. It reportedly.
Have you ever... continue?
Continue. Sorry.
Okay. All right. If you saw $100 on the street, what would you do?
I would keep it. If you see a penny on the street, you wouldn't turn it into the police. I mean, if it was different, it was like $100,000. Like, okay, I don't want that. It's probably drug money, but
$100, you'd take it.
Huh?
If it's only $100, you'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, like, if it's I'm like $1,000. Broke
and I need money.
Exactly. Also, I think of it as like a penny.
You think of $100 as a penny?
Yeah, like if you see like a penny on the floor, you would take it. Your first reaction isn't just to like turn it to someone. But if it was like too much, that would just be very suspicious.
Oh yeah, suspicious. Let it be there.
Yeah.
Okay. What age do you think is a good age to start dating? Have you ever dated before?
Once, I think.
How?
Because it wasn't. I think, like 14. But the time I did date someone, I wouldn't even consider dating.
It was just like you were just having fun with a peer.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think your friends like about you?
I'm very just chill.
Well, I can go with chill. It's very. I don't think I have any chill. I'm mostly a clown.
Oh. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What is your idea of a perfect day?
Perfect day. I'd say like a perfect first date, because all I can think of is just first, just like cafe or something. Because movies, I went to movies before with people.
You might not get the same seat, or you might not get the seat together. Where were you next to each other? Can't speak today.
You're next to each other, but you won't talk during a movie.
Oh, yeah.
So we're just like, oh, that was a good movie. Oh, yeah, it was a good movie. And boom, conversation over, date done.
Just super awkward.
Yeah.
Does the future scare you?
Yes, very much.
Why? Why do you think the future scares you?
I have very high expectations on me, and I'm afraid of falling off the curve.
Well, I can actually feel you on that, because when I was a kid, I'd get, like, you know, I was very smart, I'd get high grades, but now that I am, like, older, I'm just stupid, you know?
Yeah, if you aren't challenged enough when you're smart, you just, your brain just plummets.
Yeah, basically. So do you have, what keeps you up at night? What keeps you up at night?
Insomnia.
You have insomnia? How long have you had it for?
Since I was about in third grade.
Are you getting, like, professional help, or?
Sometimes.
What do you do when you're, like, when you can't sleep?
I just don't. If I don't feel like I'm doing something productive when I'm not sleeping, I just focus on doing homework, regular work.
So you, how has online class been for you? Because for me, it's been terrible. I haven't sent in my homework, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I have failing scores. How has online class been for you?
My district's been really, really lenient. It's to the point where we're not learning anything. It has not been great.
But you still, do you think you're getting good grades, or no?
The school year for me is already over. I finished with all A's.
Wow, that's really nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. And online learning, like, made the last semester, the last period, just really easy. It's just more of the period before, because, oh, we can't challenge them too much in online learning.
Okay, well, this is our last question for the conversation. And it is, where do you see yourself in 5 years? So you'll be like 19.
Speaking as, I'll probably just be working at something like a Denny's or something.
Do you think you're still gonna be chill?
Oh, yeah. Ever been at Denny's? The food sucks, but...
Oh, yeah, continue.
The food at Denny's is not the greatest, but, like, some of the workers there, pretty chill people.
Okay, well, do you have anything to say, like, to the listeners? Like, anything to follow you on or whatever?
I would like to end this with
it's okay if you don't want to, or if you're not comfortable with your social media out there.
Oh, no, I'm comfortable. I recommend Darkwood.
Darkwood?
Good game on Steam. Okay, it's cheap.
Yeah, I'll check that out. Thank you for being here. Thank you for having a conversation with me.
Oh, pleasure's all mine.
Okay, well, So the point of this podcast is if I could make strangers my friend. So do you consider me as your friend?
Yeah, I consider you a friend.
Me too. Thanks for being here again, and I'd love to have you back if you want to. And
thank you. You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, you've reached the end. And if you're hearing this, thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening to my podcast. It really makes me happy. And you can follow me on Twitter at handle at CWTAPodcast. And you can also email me on conversationswithateenager@gmail.com. And yeah, that's basically it. And also at my link tree, which will be on this episode, the episode description, there can be resources to help Black lives. And yeah, that's basically it. And thank you. Have a good day.